Sue, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Sue, what kind of impact has this tragedy had on remote area nursing communities?
It's had a significant impact. A lot of remote area nurses have their own history of coming close or assaults or whatever. So there was a lot of, it re-traumatised a lot of people thinking that, you know, it could have been me. Was the other thing. Plus, she was very, it's a small world, and she was very popular around remote Australia. So it really traumatised the whole remote area nursing community.
I can imagine. Now, working as a nurse in a remote community would be stressful enough, never mind having to worry about your own safety. What kinds of issues that affect remote area nurses?
Safety has been an ongoing issue for decades, and the main problem is this being called out at night on your own. You know, I think we're the last health professional group in Australia where you go out at night on your own on call. Now, since Gail's murder, there has been a huge push to change that and make sure that the remote area nurse has an escort when they're called out at night. I know in the community where Gail worked, they've introduced where a person who wants to call the nurse out goes to a community member who then goes and gets the nurse so that she always has someone else with them or him. And that's really good. In the Northern Territory, they've implemented that in most of the communities. But there are still quite a few communities around Australia, particularly in Queensland and WA, which don't have that policy and are still expecting nurses to go out on their own at night on call.
Right. Now, if you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're joined by Associate Professor Sue Lenthal, who is talking to us about the issues that face remote area nurses. Now, Sue, the body responsible for regulating workplace health and safety across the state, SafeWorks SA, they examined this case and determined that Gail Woodford's death was not work-related. They reached this decision despite the fact that she was an on-call nurse at the time. What kind of message do you think this sends to the families and the wider nursing community?
A very negative message. There is a lot of anger around that. It's a ridiculous thing to say, really. Of course she was working. She was on call and probably got lured out while she was on call. I think they're reviewing that now. There has been quite a bit of a backlash about it. I don't know what they were thinking in the first place, making that statement.
Right, and what more should we be doing to support our remote area nurses and improve the safety of those doing good in our rural communities?
Well, I think the main one is this making sure people have an escort. It doesn't have to be another health professional. It could be a member of the community, and in some ways that having a member of the community is quite valuable. If you turn up, they often are able to judge your situation a bit better sometimes. But I think the days of nurses being on call and called out on their own should be over, and that's probably the main thing. There are other things we can do. Security alarms, personal security alarms, trackers in the vehicle, which they did have with Gail, and that did prove very valuable because they tracked the ambulance to 400 kilometres away in Cooper Pedy.
Right, well, hopefully something can be done to keep these essential members of our community safe. Sue, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.